Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Say, welcome. Today, Wednesday, the Amid of the day is Daf Pei Amid Beis. Not such a long Amid, and here we go. We will begin Daf Pei Amid Beis. Two lines on the top. The Gemara is talking about the shear of eating on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says it is the shear of eating the size of a date, of a kaiseves. Says the Gemara, Maskif lo Reb Zera. Reb Zera has a question. Ma'ishna achila, second line, ma'ishna achila d'chol chad v'chad v'kaseves. What's the pshat? By achila, everybody's the size of kaseves. Everybody's the same size as the size of a date. However, ma'ishna shtia d'chol chad v'chad v'day. However, by shtia, as we just said before, we said yesterday, shtia, drinking, everybody has their own cheekful. Everybody has their own cheekful. So why? By achila, is one size fits all. And by shtia, it's everybody according to their size of their cheek. Amalei Abaye, Abaye replied to Rebbe Zera, Ba'achila kim luhu l'rabbana. By achila, the rabbana was accepted fact by them because seves that it's sizes of a date. Why? The bahachi mitzvah daite. Because by a seves, the size of a date, that's when a person mitzvah daite calms down. He's, I want to say the word satisfied, but he's at ease. But in the hachi le'mitzvah, however, less than this kesevis, he's not at ease. Therefore, it's one size fits all. Yes, by kesev, by eating, when a person eats a date, regardless of his size, he is at ease. However, mash in kein b'shtia b'didei mitzvah daite b'tchavrei le'mitzvah daite. However, by drinking, by his own cheekful, that's when he's put at ease. However, by his friend, let's say his friend is a smaller, or a smaller cheekful, then it's not going to be the same. So, therefore, by eating, it's always, you know, a person gets put at ease, and by drinking, it is, it's different. You know, each person according to his own, how big his cheek is. Okay. Maskif la Reb Zera, v'chol ha'olam kulay b'kseves, v'olig melech ha'bashim b'kseves, I understand. You can tell me everybody all has the same barometer. The entire world is like with the date, and olig melech ha'bashim is huge, giant, is the same size, and he has the same size of a kseves that his mind will be put at ease. Amar le'Abaye, Abaye answered Reb Zera, kim lehu rabbanan, now, accepted fact by the rabbanan, the b'hachi mitzvah daite. Okay? That with this, meaning the size of a kesev, it's the size of a date, that's when a person's mind is put at ease. Now, but mahachila misvadaite. Less than a keseves is not misvadaite. Now, this we said that a keseves, a date, puts a person at ease. Now, you're right, there are different targets, says Gemara. Miu, lukula amatuva. By most of the world, it puts a person very much at ease. He's good. He had a kesevis. It puts him a little bit at ease. So there, that is the difference. Meaning to say as follows. A kesevis is what puts a person at ease. Misodaiti. Okay? I ask my Ogmachbashan only puts him at ease a little bit. Most of the world puts them at ease a lot. And but the fact is, it's got, if it puts that person at ease a little bit, and even Ogmachbashan it does, then it's not considered affliction. It's not considered inoyim kippur. That's why you're going to be potter. Okay? Sorry. So, skip it the last thing. But the bottom line is, if a person puts a person at ease, that's a kesev saying to be mechayv on yom kippur. Says the Gemara. Maskif lo Reb Zera. Reb Zera had another question. Okay? How could you go say one size fits all regarding, you know, afflicting yourself and putting your mind at ease? Let me ask you a question. Basar shamein, fatty meat, which is filling, b'kaseves, that's the size of a kaseves, v'lulav gefanim b'kaseves, and you tell me that a lulav gefanim, like sprouts that grow out of grapevines, that's what I saw, little sprouts that are really not, satisfying, they're really not filling, there you can also tell me b'kaseves. I don't understand something. How can you tell me something fat in me, which is so dense and heavy, is going to be the same as this, which is, loving gefanim, which is sprouts that are not so heavy. They're all going to be the size of kesevas. And the Gemara, Amar le'Abaye, Abaye replied to Reb Zera. I guess Abaye is the one that's coming to he's our savior, our hero. He's coming to answer Reb Zera again. Kim lehu l'rabbanan. The Rabbanan was accepted fact by the Rabbanan. The b'hachi misvadaite. With a kesevas, a person's mind gets put at ease. But machla misvadaite. Less than a kesevas, a person's mind does not get put at ease. Now, there are different madrigas. meal. Basar shamin tuva. Basar shamin fatty meat. It puts a person's mind very at ease, very much so. However, lulavi gefanem perta, the sprouts of the grapevines, that puts a person's mind at ease a little bit. So now, a kaseves puts a person's mind at ease. That's why you can be mechoyev if you eat a kaseves. Yes, there are different madrigas, basar shamin, if it would be just lulav gefanim, and like what we said before, it would be like Malach and other people. You're right, there are different madrigas, but to some extent, it puts a person's mind at ease. Says the Gemara. Maskava Rava. Rava has a question. Kizayas Bekteh Achilas Pras. Now we know that to be Mechayev in other places, a Kizayas, the din is over there, usually it's a Kizayas. Kizayas the size of Aleph, Bekteh Achilas Pras. In the time that it would take to eat Achilas Pras is like a half a loaf of bread. Usually the shear of the Torah is a Kizayas Bekteh Achilas Pras. Now, but over here, the Kiseves Bekteh Achilas Pras, but over here by us, we're saying a Kiseves, which is a date, which is larger than a kezias, also has the same time frame that it must be eaten within a kdei achilas pras to be mechoyev, to be chayev. I understand something. It sounds like a huge kula over here, because the size is bigger, and you're still limiting the time to be chayev. I'm going to only be chayev, I'm going to only be over on Yom Kippur if I eat it within this limited time frame of achilas pras. Now, a much smaller share of a kezias has achilas pras. We should assume it should be that if we look at size wise, it should be that the bigger share should have a bigger time frame. And no, we see not. So l'chayra comes out, it's a kula because you have more time. You're not going to be You have really still less time. You have a bigger share, but less the same amount of time as if you would have a smaller share, and you're probably not going to be over because you have so much food. After the Gemara, Amale Abaye. I know the, says Abaye, I know the questions over here regarding that usual like this. However, Kimlu Rabbanu Dvahachim Esedaite, but only with this time frame, not Stam Deshirim, this time frame, Akesevis, Bechtei Achilas Pras, only that does it calm a person, puts a person at ease. Betfei Me'achilem Esedaite, more than that, meaning if you eat a Akesevis, but more than the time period of Bechtei Achilas Pras, then it does not put your mind at ease. And in Yom Kippur, it's not stam about the eating, it's about, you know, the afflicting, causing yourself affliction, these type of things. And if it's not going to calm you down, if it was longer than that year, then you're not going to be mechayev. So the reason why it stays that time of Kdei Achilas Pras, even though it is a bigger share, is because nothing to do with the size of the shear, right, with the sizes. It has to do with something specifically unique to Yom Kippur, which is the fact that a person has to be afflicted. Okay. Says Gemara, we're asking a question along these lines. Says Gemara, Maskifla Rava. Rava has a question over here. As we're going to be guarded, like, Tabach b'keseves, by keseves v'chte achilas pras, by the keseves, halacha is k'de achilas pras. However, v'chatzi pras, and we'll see. Tell you in a second. B'chatzi pras, b'chtei achilas pras. However, a chatzi of a pras, which is a quarter, a pras is a half loaf of bread. Half of that, which is a quarter of a loaf, that is b'chtei achilas pras. Okay, what on earth is this? Okay, what on earth is this? As Rashi explains, if a person eats tamei things, then he becomes tamei, and it asks him to eat a certain kachem. Basically, if tamedika. Food enters his body becomes tummy from eating other things. Now, we said, a chatzi pras, and Rashi explains all of this, a chatzi pras is a very big share. Chatzi pras is basically a half of a half. It's a quarter of a loaf of bread, and it's Rashi says it's like two eggs, okay? Now, the chatzi pras is a big share, it's like two eggs, and still, it's bechtei achilas pras. It's still the time to be mechuyev, the time for this thing, that if you eat it, metame, your body is the same thing as if you would eat a red kezias. So now, the Gemara has a question. This has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, but this has a question as follows. Question. How can it be that, it's really starting to suit from Yom Kippur, but how can it be that by Yom Kippur, it's keseves, bechtei achilas pras, but when you have a large share of two eggs, okay, a large share, still at the same time of achilas pras. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? L'chara, it should be, if you have a bigger shear, there should be a bigger time frame for you to be mechayiv if you eat it. So by legabe tuma, if you have a bigger shear, you have two eggs, the time should be yotz than k'day achilas pras. Because if a date is achilas pras, two eggs, which is much bigger, of course should be a bigger shear. Why are we being so makel? Okay. And the Gemara, we're just asking a question because we asked similar questions along these lines before. Rava replied, "Hanach tumas gevia to lav deraisi. You know, leave it alone. Tumas gevia, tuma of a person's body, of making when a tuma enters, when you're eating tuma like a food and it enters your body, it makes you tuma. It's not a deraisa. We're going to be mako. We're going to give you the tuma of achilas kedei achilas. Even though it's a big shear, we'll still give you that minute of that very tight time slot." So the chayra will be easier, and you'll get off the hook easier. You probably won't fit it in. It'll be much harder for you to fit it in within that small time slot. Because not the raisa, the rabbanon will be meiko. Fractimara, really? Is this really the rabbanon? This whole sugya? Umi amar papa hachi vakseh. But the chayra says in the pasuk, "V'leisatamu b'hem mitameisam b'am." You should not be metame with them and become tame with this. Va'amar Reb Papa mikan shetoma gviya midaraisa. From here we learn Shatumas Gviya Midaraisa, we learn that Tumas Gviya Midaraisa from this pasuk. So here we see it's the Raisa. And the Gemara, no, Midarabanan is really Darabanan, the cross, Machba Alma, the pasuk means something else. The pasuk is, you know, Rashi says, it's we'll learn now from somewhere. We actually had earlier on the Masechta. It's the drash is for something else, like Tam Bahama, it's Mason Bam. If you're Matami yourself a little bit, you get Matami a lot. Bottom line is, it's not for becoming tummy inside, and it's just asnachta ba'alma, and therefore, since da'banan, we're more mako with the shear, and we'll say there's a very limited time spot. You got to eat a lot of stuff in a little bit of time spot to become tummy, because we're being mako, and we're not adjusting the time slot, making the time slot bigger to be mechayiv you more easily. It says again, Mark, let's quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Eichlin, the Mishnah says, all foods, right, mitzarev to kesevis. Kol Eichlin, Amar Papa, Achal Umtza, Milcha. If you ate meat and salt, mitzarev, it's mitzarev, the salt is mitzarev, avgav, avachili, even though it's not food, it's not real food, it's not food. Kim da achli inchi mitzarevin. Since people eat it, and I guess since people eat it together with meat, it's mitzarev, and it will add up to kesevis, the salt will be mitzarev to the meat. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said something similar. Tzir. Like the brine, the gravy, maybe you could call it something on top. So gabe yerek on top of the vegetables, mitzarev lechayseves, mitzarev to the as to the date. Biyam hakipurim, ani b'kipur. Frank Mar Pshita, what's the pshat now? Why would you think that? It's a real edible stuff. It's real food. Ma'al Tema says Mar Mashku. You might think that it's a brine. It's like a gravy. It's just like a liquidy thing. And we know that. Mashka drink, and you might think it's liquidy, it's a drink, and we know that eating and drinking is not mitzareif, to be mechayiv in kippur, kamash mulan, the chiddush is over here, kol achshuria ochlan ochlohu, anything that's like part of the food, I guess preparation of the food, part of the food, is like the food, and therefore this brine, even though it's liquidy, will be mitzareif for the achila to be ivan in kippur. Says Gemara, Amrei Shlokesh, ha'ichla achila gasim yom kippurim. A person that eats like achila gasa, like a behemoth, he just overeats, craziness. On Yom Kippur, potter is going to be potter, and he's not going to be chayiv. My time, or what's the reason? Because it says in the pasuk, ashaloi se'une. If it says a person who will not afflict himself, he says a person who's going to be chayiv if he does not afflict himself. Right? Mashma only if he does not afflict himself, meaning he enjoys himself. Prat, or whatever, he helps his body. Prat l'mazik. It's coming to exclude a mazik, a person that actually harms his body. Achinei achilas gasa, like a glutton, is not good for your body. It's harmful for your body. So therefore, you're really, really harming your body. You're really like afflicting yourself more. You're not going to chayiv on Yom Kippur. Says Gemara, similar halacha. Amar Birmiya. Amar Shlokish Zar Shachal Tuma Achilas Gasa Misham Mesakan Veinish Misham Mesachemish. There's a din that if a zar eats truma, he has to pay the karen like the amount, the basic amount, the principle of the truma, plus a chaymish. However, if he ate achilas gasa, which he, I guess, he didn't have enjoyment, it wasn't like considered eating, he got to pay the karen, the principle, because, you know, he took away truma. However, he doesn't have to pay the chaymish. It's not considered that he ate it. If he just ate it, like achilas gasa, just ate it like craziness, it's not even a chaymish. Similar thing over here. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, because it says Kiyachah Prah Lamasik. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, one final halacha will do. Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Amar Rav Yochanan Zar Shakaisis Sha'irim Shal Truma Mishamas Karen Meim Mishamas Chaimish. A person that goes and Shakaisis, he really like chews barley, because even though he eats it, it's anything chewing is the washing of chewing is from something that it's not really meant to be eaten. You're eating raw barley. So that's why we use lashon of chewing, even though you're eating it, but it's we don't want to give it the significance of calling it eating, because you're just doing stupid stuff, man. So you're eating raw barley, you're gonna be mechayev, that's also not good. It's not good for you, it's not kedarach achila, something along those lines, but shamas akaron, and shamas akhaimash, you pay the karen principle because you actually took truma. However, because I'm guessing it's not achila. Either it's because you're mazik. I'm not sure, either because you're mazik or it's just not achila. That is the story. Thank you so much for listening. Yashakayach. Have a great, phenomenal, amazing, stupendous day. All the best.